have Protestants versus the Episcopalians, who have individuals who call themselves Christians, but who are not, but yet and still, they contend against the followers of Christ. Then you have Unitarians contending with Mormons, and you have individuals who are from all walks of life fighting against each other about the issue that is not the issue. We ought to know that the battle is not between man and man. It's between Christ and Satan. It is time for the world to realize that Jesus is coming. It is time for the world to realize that the gospel must be spread. The truth must be told. Instead of us fighting against each other about who should go to church here or who to go to church there, we ought to know that as long as you are a child of God and lifting up the name of Jesus, there ought to be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Today, it is time to get ourselves right with God. Today, it is time to make the world aware that we are not fighting against each other, but we are all a part of the family of God. Jesus wants to save us all. May each of us learn to love Jesus, is my prayer.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become a faithful pledge supporter so we can reach others through this radio ministry.
Before we leave the air today, I'd like to make a special appeal for those of you who believe in the power of prayer. Please join us on our Zoom prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Zoom number 504-535-3921. There is no ID number. Come and pray with us each day. Good day. God bless you.
Deliverance. Right now.
If you're sick, you can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
If you got to have it. You can have deliverance.
For you say you want deliverance.
You can have it.
You say you need deliverance.
If you need it,
I know that you can.
You can have it today.
Right now,
right now, right now.
You can have deliverance.
Right now,
right now.
You can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our bishop with an anointing sermon already in progress.
Hallelujah. The Lord is so grateful. Come on, let's give my hand clap of praise tonight. Let's get a choir, a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God. Praise the Lord. For another Sabbath day, praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath day, praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly, I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that's going on in the world today, praise the Lord. We should be thankful. Hallelujah. Because truly, praise the Lord, the Lord got his hands on us, praise the Lord. We give honor to Jesus tonight, which is the head of the body, praise the Lord. Giving honor to the founder, praise the Lord, and the co-founder and pastor, Pastor Andy Marbury, Bishop Morris, Ella McKinley, the whole house of faith, praise the Lord. Truly, we're just so glad, praise the Lord, that you pressed your way to come out here tonight. Know the football game probably going on, praise the Lord. But it's good to know, praise the Lord, that we got some people that want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Want to praise the Lord. Come on, reach over and grab somebody by the hand tonight. Everybody standing. Grab somebody by the hand tonight. And tell them that you are in the right place. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. Let's try that again. Look them in the eyes and tell them, say, you are in the right place. And tell them, say, you are at the right time to get something from the Lord. Now, if you believe that, put your hand together and give the Lord a big hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. You may have your seat if you can. Truly, praise the Lord, we're living in bad and horrible time, praise the Lord. The Bible call it perilous time, praise the Lord. You don't know, praise the Lord, what's going to happen, praise the Lord. You don't know if you're going to make it back home when you leave here tonight, praise the Lord. But God got his hand in the midst of everything that's going on. I said, God got his hand in the midst of everything that's going on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, praise the Lord. Turn in your Bible with me, praise the Lord, to the Old Testament, praise the Lord. Old Testament, the book of Proverbs, praise the Lord. Proverbs, the third chapter, praise the Lord. We're going down to the 18th verse. It says, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, talking about wisdom, and happy everyone that retaineth her, talking about wisdom, praise the Lord. Now, praise the Lord, we're going to go, praise the Lord. Say right there in the book of Proverbs, praise the Lord, we're going to turn over a couple pages. Proverbs 11 chapter, praise the Lord. We're not going to be long tonight. Spirit of the Lord says the same. Proverbs 11 chapter, praise the Lord. Verse number 30. Said the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that win his soul is a wise man. Because I'm looking at, praise the Lord, what's going on today, praise the Lord. Everything that it took, praise the Lord, when the church began to win souls, it don't work, praise the Lord. You got to seek God, praise the Lord, and ask God, Lord, how can I win someone? Let the church say amen. Man, we're going to go to stay in the same book. Proverbs, praise the Lord, 14th chapter, 25th verse. It says, a true witness delivers soul, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. It said, a true witness delivers souls. And I'm just looking at the souls that in the land, the people that going to and for, praise the Lord, right here in Leesville. We need to get a hold of them, praise the Lord. Amen. My final verse, praise the Lord, is coming from, praise the Lord, the book of James, praise the Lord. It's in the New Testament, praise the Lord, the book of Hebrews, and then the book of James. Say amen if you have it. James, the 5th chapter, verse number 20. Let him know that he which converted sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Let's bow here for a word of prayer tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the press. For the press to come in here tonight. Lord, it was a press. It was a fight to get here. Hey, God. But Lord, we thank you, Father, God, for watching over us, Lord. God, as we travel here, Father, and we thank you for giving us the mind to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. I was just talking to the Lord. Not going to be long. Get prepared, praise the Lord, to bring a word tonight. Seeking the Lord. Went to a place, praise the Lord, where I could hear the voice of the Lord. We're living in a time and an hour, saints, that we can't play games. I said, we're living in a time and an hour. I don't think you know what time it is. Have you looked at the clock lately, praise the Lord, and see what time it is? The sand is almost run out of the hourglass. It ain't time to play game. It ain't time to hash step. It ain't time, praise the Lord, to be here and to be there, praise the Lord. But it's time, praise the Lord, for us, praise the Lord, to be sensitive to the spirit of the Lord. Because the Lord is talking in the last and evil days. And the Bible says, he that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Turn to your neighbor and grab him by the hand and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's our time now. Hallelujah. It's our time now. Our time. The Church of Jesus Christ has a prayer. Our time now. Hallelujah. It's our time now. Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. See, when the harvest get right, praise the Lord, as you go to Alexandria, praise the Lord, you notice that cotton, you can see the cotton is out. It's time to pick the cotton. It's time for us, praise the Lord, to gather in those that are coming in. Praise the Lord. We can't wait, praise the Lord. We got to gather them in. Oh, you don't hear me tonight. I'm preaching, but you don't hear me tonight. I'm preaching, but you don't hear what I'm saying tonight. Hallelujah. Your mind is on what I got home, what I'm going back to when it's over with. Come on. That's where your mind is at tonight. You may not like me tonight, but I come tonight, praise the Lord. You know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, when I come before your people, praise the Lord. And they give me this frown like they've been baptized in lemon juice and all this. Make my face a flint, Father. That I would just be sensitive to what you're telling me. It's our time now. You got to let that get into your spirit, saint. It's our time now. Yes, God. Just last night, praise the Lord, I heard a knocking on the door. And I thought it was a mailman. So what the mailman doing this time of night knocking on the door? So then I told the mailman, I said, go to the other door. Knock again. I said, go to the other door. He knocked again. I said, wait a minute, hold. So I opened the door, and little did I know, it was a brother that I've been talking to, telling them about the church. And he brought his whole family, praise the Lord. Said, now you've been coming to visit me, I'm coming to visit you tonight. So he brought all his family, praise the Lord. I told him, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. I'm glad you came. Come on. Make yourself comfortable. Make yourself at home. What can I get you to drink? It's our time now. I don't want to hear this where I witnessed to somebody, but they said that they said they weren't going to come. It's our time now. The harvest is plentiful for the Church of Jesus Christ's house of prayer. It's time for us to gather in, though. They are coming in. And they come and praise the Lord. Lord began to show me a vision, praise the Lord. And said, it's going to be greater than Bishop Marbury for the men that are coming in, praise the Lord. And said that these men that coming in, they the kind of soldier that don't break rank. You don't hear what I'm saying. They're the kind of soldier that don't break rank. They're the kind of people that you can tell them to do something, they'll do it. You know, you can be caught up and you tell somebody to do something and they don't do it. But I'm talking about somebody that's going to come and get it, praise the Lord. Come and add to it, praise the Lord. Come and do it better than you. Come to take your job, to move you out the way, pray. You may be thinking I'm kidding tonight. Come to move you out the way. Man, and I like me tonight, but I ain't come to be like. Got a few minutes to preach. I ain't come to be like. It's our time now. Got to let that go in the inside. It's our time now, praise the Lord. God said every idea that you come up with, hallelujah, to gain soul, praise the Lord. God said I'm going to honor it, praise the Lord. Make that come to pass. Everything, praise the Lord. Every idea, praise the Lord, that you come up with, God said, I'm going to touch that. I'm going to touch that and make it happen, praise the Lord. The billboard, I'm going to make it happen, praise the Lord. The songs, I'm going to make it happen, praise the Lord. The teaching, I'm going to make it happen, praise the Lord. Oh, God said, I'm going to do, praise the Lord. Because at time, it's Church of Jesus Christ, House of Prayer time, praise the Lord. And you may not understand it, praise the Lord. You may not understand it, praise the Lord. But it's our time. It's our time right now. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Everybody standing tonight. And everybody giving the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Everybody giving the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word tonight, Lord. Lord, it's a simple word, Father. But Lord, if your people could go out of here and bear this word on the inside. Lord, you say you will reduce it, Father. God, it's our time now. It's our time, praise the Lord, that God is going to fill the church, overflow the church. They're coming in from the east. They're coming in from the west. They're coming young. They're coming small. They're coming old. They're coming middle age, praise the Lord. You don't hear what I'm saying, but you're going to see it, praise. They're coming in those doors, praise the Lord. The Lord going to send them, praise the Lord. The Lord going to send them, praise the Lord. Say everything that we're doing is not in vain, praise the Lord. It's been ordained by God. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. Lord God, and I pray that this word, Lord God, was for the right people in the right time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 At this time, praise the Lord. At this time, praise the Lord. At this time, we want to open it up for anyone, praise the Lord. They got a special prayer, praise the Lord. A special request, praise the Lord. We ask that you come. This is your time right now. Won't you press your way up here, praise the Lord. Will there be someone, praise the Lord, tonight? Hallelujah. That need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Would it be another one, praise the Lord? Would it be another one?
Bible says the angels came down.
Sing hallelujah.
And they would come down once a year.
You are good.
They would stir the water.
Sing hallelujah.
Everybody that had a prayer request, that had a need, the Bible say they would come forth. When they got in the water, the Bible say what they asked God for.
Sing
says if you ask anything in his name, say so he'll give it to you. Higher! The Bible said it. The Bible said it. Jesus said, I am the living God. Come on, the Spirit of the Lord is moving in here. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in here. The anointing is flowing in the building. I wouldn't leave out without getting mine. So many times we come in them doors and we leave out the same way we came in. The Bible said, they hear me. They know my voice. The Bible said they know my voice. He's talking to somebody tonight. He's talking to somebody tonight.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
YT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. Mm-hmm.